And all that's a story. That's one of the major themes of the Scripture for God's children. If you got God, you can make it. You may not have money. You may not have the majority. You may not have fame. You may not have this world's goods. But if you got God, you can make it. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 19 this evening, be in the book of Psalm, chapter number 19, or the 19th Psalm. They told us in Bible college, said them ain't chapters, they're psalms. Amen. So I don't know what you call them, but Psalm 19 this evening in your King James Bible. We've been preaching through the book of Psalms, started back earlier this year. And I've enjoyed doing my studies through it and just preaching them as the Lord lets us and gives us liberty. And I guess we got 40 years to make it through. Amen. About 39 years now. Amen. We about got year one down. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. All right. I hope I'm here 55 years if the Lord don't come. But one of these days I'm going to get old and wear out and I'll have to sit down. Amen. But until then, praise God, we're going to rip the shingles off your roof. Amen. Everybody stand if you will. And let's read this psalm together. Man, I'm excited. I hope the Lord will let me get this out tonight. Hey, put it in me. And I, in my opinion, Psalm 19's one. It's one of the greatest psalms in your King James Bible. It's one of the greatest passages of Scripture in all the Word of God. Psalm 19, verse number 1. The Bible said, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of the earth. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." I love that psalm. Amen. We'd do well just sit here tonight, just read it and reread it and reread it and get excited about the truths that are in it tonight. If the Lord will help me, I want to preach on this thought tonight. The Word of God in the work of grace. The Word of God in the work of grace. You can be seated tonight. Father, one more time, I want to ask you to help us tonight. Lord, you're all we got. And Lord, we just sung that that's all we need. God, I know I stand tonight where I dare not try to stand in my own ability and in my own power and in my own intellect. So God, I pray that you'd use us tonight. And Lord, may you excite us and stir us up and challenge us tonight. May we grow because of the Word of God this evening. Have your will and way. Speak, O Lord, thy children are listening. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We come to Psalm 19 this evening. As we try to do, we try to always pin down and mark down who it is that has wrote the psalm that we're studying. If you got a study Bible in the title, in the heading of the psalm, the Bible said, "To the chief musician, a psalm of David." This psalm is written by the man after God's own heart. And we're not sure what the time period record of David's life that he wrote it up. But evidently, as we've read through this psalm, it is concerned with the Word of God. And David in this psalm, he begins to deal with the ways that God is speaking to humanity and how that God is speaking by His Word to His children. He takes us on a journey and begins with creation and begins to magnify the voice of God, and I'll deal with that in a moment. The voice of God that speaks every time that you behold what God has made. God has put His Word in that, and it is declaring something to you and I. He moves from that friend creation into the Scripture. Amen. Or if I can put it this way, He comes from the skies. He said the heavens declare the glory of God, and that there's something that is being said in the sky about God. God has something to say. In verse number 7 down through verse 11, He goes from the sky to the Scripture. And there David begins to contemplate and sing it, magnify and make much about the Word of God that you and I have in printed page. And then David moves and begins to consider his own heart and his own inward life. And as the servant of the Lord, having been redeemed by the Lord, makes a prayer, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. He's saying God is speaking in the sky. He's speaking and has a word in the Scripture, and then God has a word in the Spirit. And my friend David wanted to be right with God, and I believe David had an ear to listen to what God had to say. And some have supposed that possibly David wrote this as a young man. He was out tending to his father's sheep, and when he looked up into the sky and seen, my friend, the stars at night, and would have been well acquainted in the daytime with the firmament of the heavens and all the handiwork and glory of God. And David would have seen as a young man. Some others have supposed maybe it was written when David was a middle-aged man, and in them years of his life, the times that David spent on the run in the wilderness, and how, and no matter how far David went and how far David had been run through the wilderness and what David was facing at, and David could look into the skies and see that God had something to tell David, and that David in them times would pull out however much of a copy of the Word of God that he had and would have drawn comfort from that, and how many times that God would have spoke to him in them very dark days of David's life. As you read this psalm, one thing is evident, and David, no matter if he's young or a middle-aged man or an old man, and David is magnifying the Word of God. And when you study the Word of God, here's what you're going to find. And the Word of God magnifies the Word of God. Here's how much David thought about the Word of God in Psalm 138 and in verse number 2. He declares his statement to God, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." David said, there's something about my relationship of the Word of God in knowing that God has magnified it and God has uplifted it. It does something to me on the inside and makes me want to worship the God that I serve. What are you going to do, my friend, with the very words of the Lord as He quoted what the Old Testament said when Satan came and said, "Command these stones that they be turned into bread." Here's how the Lord magnified the Word to you and I. He said, have you not read that it is written? Have you not seen that it has been written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God? And so tonight I'm telling you, the Word of God, it magnifies itself over and over and over. In fact, in the very first chapter of the Bible said, and God said, and it was so.
Amen, friend, when God speaks, there is an effect at the Word of God. That's why the prophet of old could stand and say that he knew as he preached the Word of God, it would not return a void back unto God, but that God would allow His Word to be accomplished exactly how that God had given it for mankind. Now, here's my thought today. The Word of God is magnified in this salt. But as David magnifies this salt, he begins to magnify at what God does in His work of grace in mankind is, my friend, inseparable from the Word that He spoke it. In fact, throughout this psalm, we read about things that God is doing or has done in the life of David. And all that He says is in connection to the Word that God has given David, whether it be in the sky, whether it be in the Scripture, or whether it be the Word that is spoken in His Spirit. And my friend, there is a work of grace that is done, my friend, in connection to the Word of God. And let me say this tonight. This psalm reveals that what God has, or what God desires or has wrought in us is a result of what God has written to us. Are you listening? You got to understand that. And everything God does in your life, it is a result of the Word that God has written to you and me. Amen. This generation you and I live in is much like the generation of Jeremiah that declared, "Where is the Word of the Lord? Where's the Word of the Lord at? Is there any Word from God?" Our generation and liberal theology and days of compromise and a generation of heathens that have departed from the way of God, my friend, are saying the same thing in this air. In fact, there are some that are saying that we have no Word from God whatsoever. Psalm 19 is as real and as true in 2014 as it was in the life of David. Amen. We do have a Word from God. Amen. Somebody said, "Where is the Word of the Lord?" Well, I want to say tonight, the Word of the Lord is in heaven. Amen. The Bible said it is. Amen. David said in Psalm 119, I believe it is, "And Thy Word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven." And we believe that tonight, that amen, in heaven, in the third heaven, in the presence of God, and God has His Word, amen, and I'm glad it ain't only in heaven, but I'm glad that it's in my hand. Are you listening? I'm glad tonight I can hold in my hand, amen, a copy of the Word of God. And we've got some folk that have recently been saved, and some that are being added to the church, and so I know some of y'all been saved a while. Members, you know this, but let me just say what needs to be said right here. We believe the King James Bible is the perfect, preserved, inspired Word of God to English-speaking people. Can I get a witness? Amen. We ain't looking for the NIV. We ain't looking for the New King James yet. We're not looking for the ASV yet. Amen. We're not looking for a good news for modern man. Amen. We've had that since 1611. Somebody say amen. Amen. I'm not looking for the Mickey Mouse version. Amen. I'm not looking for the Ebonic Bible. Can somebody say amen right there? Amen. There's Bibles for everybody. Our man is taking God's Word and ripped out what they don't like about it. Amen. And my friend, they have corrupted of that which God has given. And we'll see in a moment that, my friend, it is in our hand. Well, I'm getting bogged out. My friend, His Word ought to be in our heart. Amen. Amen. I can tell you where God's Word is tonight. Amen. I remember being a little old boy lost. My friend, born in a Christian home. I didn't realize it growing up, but Brother A.L., all them Sunday school lessons, all them messages, all them revivals I set in, God was putting His Word down in my heart. I can be in a conversation with somebody about the Word of God or some question about religion or about church. And my friend, I don't know where it comes from, but Tim, down in my heart, amen, as I'm speaking, amen, I say, well, over in such and such passage, the Bible says this, and over in that passage it says that. Amen, you say, preacher, have you learned all that? Well, all I can say is through the years, amen, it's found a lodging place in my heart, and made a difference in my life. And so we do have a word from God tonight. God's word makes an effect. God's word, my friend, is involved in God's work of grace in our life. I'm not using that term work of grace as a Calvinist tonight, but I do believe God does a work of grace. Amen, in our heart, anything God would do for you and that, it's but by the grace of God. Can I get a witness this evening? Amen. And so this psalm reveals that what God has wrought in us is a result of what God has written to us. Now let's study it tonight. Amen. We'll look at God's word and what God has wrought and what God desires to do tonight in your heart if you're not saved or if you are saved. How God's work of grace in us tonight is in connection to the word of God. Notice with me, number one, we see in verses 1 through 6, God's work in the heavens to convince us. God's word in the heavens to convince us. Notice what David said. He said, the heavens declare the glory of God. You know what that means? That means the heavens tonight, when you walk out and you look up into the firmament this evening, that, my friend, God is speaking to you with through what is made in the sky. He said, in fact, in verse 2 and in verse number 3, it gets even more clear as he said, a day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. What is he saying? He's saying, when you get up in the daytime and you walk out of your house and you cast your eyes up in the sky, and God is speaking. And you go out, my friend, this evening in a little while, and on your way home, the sun will be going down, and the stars will be coming out, and the moon, I don't know if it'll be shining tonight. My friend, when you look up into the sky, amen, David said, that God has given you some knowledge, that God has something to say through the heavens and the firmament. And notice what he said in verse number 3. He said, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. It's that universal word of God that breaks down every language barrier. My friend, it doesn't know anything about Spanish. It don't know anything about English. It don't know anything about Japanese. It don't know nothing about Zimbabwe tongue. Amen, every human being, amen, can walk out of their mud hut and look up in the jungles of the Amazon. My friend, they can look up, amen, out of their igloo in Alaska tonight, and they can look up into the sky, and God has written his word in the heaven to convince me of. What is he convincing us of? What is his work of grace in his word that is written in the heaven? Well, number one, amen, in verses 1 and 2, he has given us his word in heaven to convince us of the reality of God. The statement here is this: the heavens declare the glory of God. Not Allah, not evolution. Amen. Ain't no convincing when you look up in the heaven and all that is there and all you can say, amen, is a few thousand stars in our galaxy. But my friend, there's billions of galaxies and universes, and God has made them all. And when you look up into the heaven and you see every star in its socket, every planet in its orbit, and the moon, when the moon rises and sets and a new day begins, amen, God is saying it, amen, through his word in the heaven, that he's trying to convince you of the reality of God. How the evolutionist in Darwin and his students and followers tonight. Amen. Them little tadpole people. Amen. Amen. Run around and say, at my friend somewhere way back when there was nothing, at somewhere, amen, there was some prebiotic soup out there. Just a floating around, and that gas has started building up, and my friend, it began to expand, and it began to grow until there was so much energy, and there's a big old bang, and my friend, an explosion took place, and from that explosion, little planets began to spring forth, and the earth began to be in existence, and on earth, my friend, there was a little mud hole that, after billions and billions of years, amen, in that mud hole it began to agitate and to grow. And out of that algae come a tadpole and swim around a few more billion years. And my friend, a few more billion years later, he began to grow arms and legs. And my friend, he began to grow hair. And after a few more million years, he climbed up out of the mud hole and began to live in trees. And he grew a big old long tail. And for billions of years, he swung from vines and ate bananas. And my friend, after a few more millions of years, he began to walk upright, and he began, my friend, to evolve into a man. And I say there ain't nothing when I look into the heavens that convinces me of that. When I see the heavens, I see design. And where you see design, there has to be a creator. Amen. And if there has to be a creator, you're going to have to go back and trust what it said I was there when it all began. Here's what one old colored preacher said one day. He said, a God stepped from behind the curtain of nowhere and stood upon the platform of nothing and created the world into existence. And I say that's exactly what happened. Amen. Even if this thing began the way the evolutionists would say and have you an Adam and Eve, let me ask you a question. Where'd the soup come from? Who made the soup? Amen. I'm telling you, somebody had to get it started. Amen. I'm glad I believe Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created all that is. And when you go out tonight and every day you live, amen, God has written His word in the heaven to convince you of the reality of God. We say tonight that God's word in the heavens, it convinces us about the reality of God, but there's something else to see in this text tonight, that it is convincing you and I of the reach of God. Notice what the Bible said. Lord, please help me get it out. He said in verse 3, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Hang with me now. What is God trying to convince us of in creation and in the firmament and in all that He has made? David is saying, listen, there's nowhere in the world you can go that man can't look around and say, God's been here. God made that. God grew that. Amen. I don't care if you're in the Amazon jungle. I don't care if you're in Zimbabwe. I don't care if you're in Australia. I don't care if you're in the hillbilly hills of Tennessee. Amen. David said, everywhere you go, everything you say that God has made has reminded you that God is there. That God has been there. And God has been in that area. I'm glad, thank God, that I found out one day that God even dwelled up in Yankee land in Canton, Michigan. Amen. When God, amen, wrote down His word in the heavens, convinced me that God's reach goes everywhere.
You say, nobody knows where I am. All you got to do is look up into the sky and you'll understand that God has been where you are, and God is there in creation, and God's word in the heavens reminds you and have the reach of God. But here's where I about got up on my desk and done a square dance all alone in my office. Oh, this is what David said. Are y'all with me now? Don't miss this. We said God's word in the heaven, man. Friend, to convince us of the reality of God, about the reach of God. But notice, it is to convince us of the revelation of God. Notice what David said in the end of verse number 4, down through the end of verse number 6. He said, in them, in what? The heavens and the firmament. Now what David is getting ready to do, he's getting ready to give a very direct example of something that God has put there that I believe typifies the revelation of God to mankind. Now what is it? He said, in them he has set a tabernacle for the sun. Amen. He said, of all that God has made, all of it points to Him. All of it tells you about the reality of God and the reach of God. He said, but let me tell you about the sun that He's made. Amen. Notice what He said, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. Lord, I'm about ready to run. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and His circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. David said, let me tell you about the sun. When you see His word written in the heaven, He's trying to convince you of how He has revealed Himself to mankind. When you read the scripture, will you follow along with me for a minute? Go to the book of Malachi, and hold your place. We'll be back there. We're going to run through the scripture real quick. Are y'all with me? Say amen. Yeah. Amen. Y'all can do better than that. Are you with me now? Yeah. Malachi chapter 4 and in verse number 2. Hang with me now. We're going somewhere. Lord, have mercy. But unto you that fear my name shall. Now we know Jesus tonight as the S, capital S-O-N, Son of God. But my friend, He's not only the S-O-N, He is the capital S-U-N. The Bible said that fear my name shall the Son of righteousness arise with healing in His wings. Amen. Malachi said the day's coming when they, S-U-N, capital S-U-N of righteousness, is going to appear, and when He does, you're going to be healed. Your life's going to be restored. Amen. What I'm trying to say tonight is Jesus is, amen, the Son of God's creation. Amen. Notice this with me back in Psalm, and in Psalm 84, and I believe it's verse 11. Psalm 84, somebody pray for me now. Amen. Psalm 84 and in verse 11. For the Lord God is what? A sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. The psalmist here, the psalmist said, the Lord God is a what? An S-U-N. He's the sun given light. He's the sun that when He gets up, my friend, He brings with it all the good things of light. He bestows, my friend, upon them how to walk in His light. He's not going to withhold any blessing. He's going to pour it all. Are y'all with me tonight? He's the sun that when you arise in the morning and walk in His light,
And God, He's going to give you what you need. Amen. No wonder David said, every time you look up in the sky and you see the tabernacle, amen, the sun coming out as a bridegroom and a strong man running a race, making his circuit. It's God's revelation. And in that, God has revealed Himself in His Son. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ. How do we find this in other places? Watch this now in Revelation 22. Revelation chapter number 22. Amen. We're in the last chapter of the Word of God. Notice what Jesus Himself said. He said in verse number 16, I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the church. What's He say? He said, I am. What is He? He said, I am the root and the offspring of David and the bread and morning star. Amen. I believe now some believe that that's a reference to one of the planets that gets up, my friend, early in the morning. It's one of the bright things you say. My friend, I don't believe that. So He's the bread and the morning star. He's that sun that gets up, amen, faithfully, every day now for, amen, 6 to 8,000 years. Ever since back in Genesis 1, when God made the sun, made the great light to rule the day, it's been a getting up every morning and going down every evening. It gets up every morning and goes down every evening. It gets up every morning and goes down every evening. You can set your clock, man. It's going to come up in the morning. That old song said, oh, the sun is coming up in the morning. You know what I think today? And that sun speaks up. It speaks of the faithfulness of the Son of God. Every day you get up and you see the sun's got up again. God's saying, I sent my Son. I've revealed myself. Oh, my Son, I'd give you Jesus. He's the faithful one. He's the one to say yesterday and today and forever. Thank God for God's Word in the heaven. That convinces you and that a my friend about a revelation of God. Amen. Look with me in Luke chapter number 1. Can I give you one more? This one's about the best one. Hallelujah. Luke chapter number 1. You know the story of my friend, the angel coming and declaring that Mary's going to have a baby and his name's going to be called Jesus. And my friend, he's going to be born. And you know, in this passage of scripture that Mary and Elizabeth, they're pregnant at the same time. Elizabeth is bearing John the Baptist. Mary's bearing in her virgin womb, the darling Son of God. As Zacharias says, amen, he goes down through here and gets filled with the Holy Ghost. And he begins to bless the Lord. Notice what he said, hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Notice what he said about the Son of God, the S-O-N, Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Notice what he said about his coming into the world. He said in verse number 78, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby, watch it now, the day spring from on high have visited us. That word day spring, it literally means sun. What Zacharias is saying is the sun has come down and visited us. We've been in darkness. In fact, look in verse 7 and 8. Amen. To give light to them and sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet in the way of peace. And I say to that, every time you look up into the sky, I preach here back last year on the moon, as it's happened to church. In Genesis 1, the moon is called the lesser light. There's a greater light in the sun representing the Lord Jesus. And Zechariah said that when he came and through that virgin womb, that my friend, he was the day spring. He was the sun. Amen. Sent from another world, Dad. Sent from a place out of this universe, Seth. Amen. To those of us that were sitting around in the darkness of sin. Amen. He said he came. A wonder, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world, Dad. Amen. I'm glad. And he's the light. John said in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Without the Word, he said, without him was not anything made that was made. And he called him a light. Amen. And that light was the life of men. And I say tonight, thank God, 2,000 years ago, amen, the spiritual sun, amen, shined in this dark world. You remember where you were when its beams hit you. You remember sitting around in darkness. Amen. I wonder, what am I going to do? Every day you get up, it's a reminder when you look in the sun that God gave Jesus. He's written it. Amen. In the heaven, it convinces us of Jesus Christ, his son. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Makes me want to shout. Makes me want to get up in the morning. Amen. They always say, Brother Al, it's darkest right before the sun breaks through. 2,000 years, amen, 2,400 years ago, amen, is known as the Dark Ages. God hadn't said nothing. God hadn't spoke nothing. Amen. Ain't been no word from heaven. Amen. 400 years of that, men's thinking, man, has God left us alone? And then he sent Jesus to remind you and Ed. He's not left us alone. Amen. He is the Son of Righteousness. He's the bread and the morning star. He is the day spring sent from God. Amen. To let. Amen. Jesus said, I let every man that comes into the world. Why did he say that? Could it be that Jesus is saying, every day they get up, I've often wondered, what did Christ mean? Amen, hallelujah. What did he mean when he said that he would lie to every man that came into the world? Says a lot of people, my friend, if you say Jesus, they don't know who you're talking about. Could it be? He had in mind every day they get up, God has written it in the firmament of the heaven. I sent my son. Jesus has come. And he's like, amen, amen. Hallelujah, Brother T. Thank God, I'm glad that God, in his creation and in the firmament and in the heaven, God has revealed his revelation to you and I. Amen. Jesus, you can't look anywhere in creation and not see Jesus. Now, I won't give you all the facts I could give you about the sun and about how it's a type of the Lord. Would you look back? I may not get off this tonight, Brother Gerald. Amen. I'm feeling good in the Lord. Amen. Watch this now. Go back to Psalm 19. We talk about the sun. I'm trying to get off of it. But David makes some statements here about the sun. And I will show you how these specific things he gives, how they relate to the Lord. Notice with me, amen, the Word of God in the heavens convinces the revelation of God. Amen. God has revealed in the Son as a type of Christ, listen, the risen Lord. Notice what he said. In them have they set a tabernacle for the Son. Watch it, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber. What David is saying is, every morning that sun gets up and it bursts up out of the darkness. The night settles in, and men are afraid of the dark, and darkness reminds us of the grip of death. It reminds us, my friend, of the grave. David said, I tell you, when I see the sun get up, amen, God has spoke to me, and he's going to send his son one day, and he's going to be as a bridegroom coming up out of his chamber. You know, when he died on the cross, that Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus came, they begged the body of Jesus. And old Pilate said, I'll give him to you. And he got his guards around. He said, now look, when they get him in there, y'all go put a seal on the tomb. And I like what he said. I think he knew something was up. He said, make it sure as you can. Woo! Hallelujah. Brother Scotty, they laid him in that cold, dark grave. My friend, in the darkness he lay for 3 days. Three nights. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But after 3 days and 3 nights, the sun began to shine again as a bridegroom coming up out of his chamber, going to my friend win his bread. And I say thanks to Calvary. Amen. They ain't no dark grave with a stone in front of it. Amen. Oh, Mary ran there. And she said, where have you laid it? They said, oh, the one you seek, he ain't here. Oh, he's risen. Amen. As a bridegroom coming up out of his chamber. Every day you get up and you see the sun. God has written his word in the heavens to convince you. Amen. About the revelation of himself in that sun is a type and a picture of the risen Lord. Number two, David said, and as a strong man who's going to run a race. He ain't weak. You won't make me mad tonight. Go hang on your wall some effeminate, weak-looking picture of Christ. Amen. He ain't no sissy. Amen. The Bible said that when he came, there'd be no beauty in him that we should desire him. I think Jesus had a roughness about him. Amen. Amen. I hate to tear up your picture and your theology tonight. Jesus wasn't some soft, faggy looking fella. Amen. He was a man. He was a man. Amen. A man with a beard and a man that was a carpenter with calluses on his hand. Amen. And he showed up. Amen. Can I say? Amen. David said, when I see the sun get up, I'm reminded of the authority and the power and the strength. When the sun gets up, it's like a strong man that is fit to run a race. And can I say tonight, when it shines in all its glory, Brother William, we're reminded God saying, yep, that's me and my son. He's the reigning Lord. You can't put him out. Amen. I don't care. You can take all the water on planet Earth and you'll never quench the fire of the sun tonight. Are you listening? It burns tonight and it burns. Amen. And it burns. Amen. Amen. It's the picture and the reigning Lord. Now, I don't want to tear up your theology, and I'm not saying that I'm all the way right about this thing. Just hear me out. You ever heard somebody say that when you get to heaven, there'll be no sun there? You ever heard that? Sure you have. You've heard it sung for however long you've been saved. Show me that in the Bible. Show it to me. Show it to me. Show me. Show me there's no sun over there in the new heaven and the new earth. Here's what you read over in Revelation. Bible said there's no need for the sun. It didn't say, amen. Now listen, it didn't say there wasn't no sun there. It just said there was no need for it. My opinion is God just going to let her shine and say, yep, that's what I give y'all all these thousands of years. Amen. We don't need it anymore because the Lamb's the land of this city. But that's what I gave you. It'll testify of the reigning Lord. And God has revealed Himself through, amen, the reigning Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I ain't going to get off of it. Y'all preaching me to death tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We get in the new heaven, new earth. God's going to say, see that right there? Every day you got up, you seen it. I made it so I could testify and tell you and convince you of my Son. He's the Son of Righteousness. The reigning Lord, the resurrected Lord, the risen Lord. Notice this with me, David said. Are y'all with me now? Bible said, Lord, have mercy. I wish somebody'd help me. His going forth is from the end of the heaven. Watch it now. And his circuit unto the ends of it. You know what David said? The end of the day, the sun goes down. But it comes back in the morning. Woo! It looks like it's gone and that it's gone forever. But every day you get up, it testifies. Hallelujah. 2,000 years ago, He ascended into the heavens. And the Bible said that He disappeared out of their sight. Them two men standing around in white apparel said, "You men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into the heavens? This same Jesus, same Son that you've seen go, amen, into the heavens, shall so come in like manner as you've seen Him go." And as say, all these years He's been gone, and they say in the day, where is the promise of His coming? When you get up in the morning and that sun begins to rise again, God is revealing Himself, who is Son, and He is the returning Lord. One of these days we're going to get up for the last time. One of these days we're going to go to work for the last time. One of these days we're going to pay our last bill. We're going to go through our last battle. We're going to sing our last song. We're going to have our last service. Amen. And the sun is going to come up one of these mornings. He's going to make His circuit. And right on time, in God's time, the sun's coming back. Hallelujah. That's what all that language has to do in that coming of the Lord, about light and glory and being in His glory. Amen. That word glory in the New Testament, it means a bright shining light. Amen. When He comes back, thank God, God. Amen. Are y'all getting a hold of it? When you get up in the morning and you're on your way to work, and that sun starts breaking through, God's saying, oh yeah, got something to tell you this morning. He's coming back. Say, preacher, everything's dark. Yeah, it is, and it's getting darker and darker and darker. But thank God, any day now, the sun's going to get up and darkness is going to flee and all God's children's going home. Praise God. Am I making any sense? Notice what He said. One more and I'll close here. Lord, y'all going to kill me tonight. Notice what the Bible said. His going forth, at verse 6. We got the bridegroom coming out of His chamber. That's God revealing Himself as the risen Lord. Then He says, a strong man to run a race. He's rejoicing. That deals with Him being the reigning Lord. His going forth is from the end of heaven and His circuit unto the ends of it. That is, the sun makes His circuit and you can count on it coming back even in the night. You know morning's coming soon. Returning Lord.
But then I think David says something here about God revealing himself in the Word in the heaven to convince us that he has revealed himself as the revenging Lord. He said, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. You know what David's saying? David's saying there ain't a person that can stand in that sun and not get burned. Amen. Fair-skinned people like me, we got to be careful getting out in the sun. If I'm out in the sun too long on a Wednesday or a Saturday and I come in here, you'll look at me and you'll say, he's been in the sun. I felt the heat and the fire and the burn of the sun. Can I say, amen. I don't know how this is about ready to go over because it's all coming to me right now. Do you know who can go out into the sun? You can take fair-skinned people like me and I get that sunscreen on me. Amen. Watch it. It saves me from the heat and the fire of the sun. Woo! That ain't in the notes, but I'm feeling a little preaching coming on. Hallelujah. About 18 years ago, amen, I got mercy and grace all rubbed all over me. When the sun comes back, it ain't gonna burn me. Amen, I'm going to be with him forever. I'll stand in the presence of the sun. But everybody who's not had the mercy and the grace of God applied to their life, David said, you ain't going to be able to run. You're not going to be able to hide. The heat of the sun is going to burn you. Can I tell you tonight, God is revealed. Every day you get up, if you're here tonight and you're lost in your sin, never been saved by the grace of God. You see that sun. You get out in it tomorrow, it's supposed to be back up about 90 degrees. You go out there and you get in it, and that old sun starts burning your old flesh. It's a reminder you're going to stand before him one day. If I was here tonight and lost and didn't know I was saved, I'd run, amen, to the S-O-N so I could stand before at S-U-N of righteousness one day at Brad and Morning Star and stand in his presence clothed in the mercy and the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is coming back one day. When he comes back, he ain't going to be born in no backside of Bethlehem in a stable somewhere. And he ain't going to get nailed to no cross. Ain't nobody going to pluck his beard. Ain't nobody going to smite his face. And there'll be not one drop of spittle fall off his cheek. He's coming back as the one to take revenge on a world that rejected him as Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord have mercy. That's one point, brother. That's only 6 of 14 verses. Hallelujah. I'm glad there's a word from God written down in the heaven. Convinces us of what? What? Number one, the reality of God. Number two, the reach of God. No matter where you are, God can get to you. Number three, the revelation of God. He's revealed his Son as the risen, reigning, returning, revenging Lord of all mankind. Let's stand together. I hope you've been excited tonight. Amen. Father, I sure do love you tonight, and I want to thank you especially for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Well, thank you for the word that you give us through creation. Lord, as David evidently looked up, Lord meditated on the glory of God and the handiwork of God as he's seen the day and the nights pass by in his life. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, you've put your word there and you've declared some things there. I pray, Lord, as we leave, those of us that are saved, may we rejoice in who our God is and the word that is there. God, we're mindful of Romans chapter 2 that those that, Lord, have not even received the Word of God in their hand, they have to them a witness of what you've made in creation so that they're They're without excuse. And Father, I pray tonight that, Lord, we would be more alert as we go through life. Lord, just enjoying the glory and the handiwork of God and all that You've given it to us for, the types and the pictures. May we live our lives in the victory we've been preaching lately in these recent days. Lord, I sure do love You. Thank You for helping us preach tonight. Thank You for the truths of the Word of God. Thank You for Jesus Christ tonight. He's the Lord and He's the only Lord there is. And Lord, we sure do love Him tonight. Lord, with all our heart and all our mind and all our soul, we love the Lord Jesus tonight. Help us, Lord, to ever stay in love with Him. Love You, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.